Here we go. New parak. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Misha Mesu. Okay. Misha Mesu Mutal Lefanav. Someone who's a chiyuv of an ovel. It's in front of them. They didn't bury it. Pater Mekriyashma. The Pater from Kriyashma. Min Tefillah. Min Tefillin. And all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Why do you have to say Tefillah and Tefillin if you're going to say all the mitzvahs anyways? It could be that because those are, Tosus points out, that because those have Kavua Lehem Zman. Because Tefillin and Tefillah have a set time, you might thought you're not going to be Pater from them. The question is, what Kful Lehem Zman does Tefillin have? It's a very strange point in Tosus. Kful Lehem Zman. I saw that Rav Yoshev says that because every minute is the specific time for the Tefillin, and when you miss that, you miss that opportunity. I don't know, but difficult. What? That Kful Lehem Zman. No, they just pointed out a couple that are Kful Lehem Zman and relate to our parak, and relate to our discussions. We've been doing a lot of Kriyat Shema, Tefillin. Noisei Amita V'chilufeyim, those that carry the dead body, V'chilufeyim, and those that want to switch out with them, V'chilufey chilufeyim, and those that are going to switch out with the switchers. Etchalifnei Amita, those that stand in front of the body when carrying it, V'etchalachamit, and those that stand behind the body. Etchalifnei Amita Tzorech Behem, those that are in front, those people that are holding in front of the body, and the body needs them in the carrying, they're going to be potter from mitzvahs. Etchala achar mita, and those that are after, the behind the body, tzorech bem, the ones that are going to be, even if the body needs them there, still they're chayav in mitzvahs. Elu ve'elu, both of them, those that the mita needs them, meaning the body needs them, and those that doesn't need them are going to be potter from tefillah, because the whole chayav is derabanan, therefore the chum were more mekel, and they allowed, were lenient by Shmon Esrei. Kavru esameis v'chazru. Let's say they buried the dead body of a chazru, and they got back from the Beis HaKfaras, and the Avelim didn't read Kriyat Shema yet. Im yachon lahatchil ligmar, if they could begin to read the Shema, finish the beginning of Kriyat Shema, atchalei agil ashura, before they actually get to the Shura. Then there was a little bit of a gap between the amount of time where they did the burial and when they did the rows in the cemetery they would walk through. So atchalei agil ashura yatchil, they would say it. Im lav, but however, if they're not going to be amount of time, like the way we have today, you get up from right after you bury, you finish putting the shoveling the dirt in, and then you turn right away into the shura. Lo yatchilu, you shouldn't begin the shema then. Ha'omdim b'shura, those that are in the inner row of the rows that were made, right? Two rows and people walk through. Those that are in the inner column, ha'pnimim, are going to be potter from kriyat shema, because they're osik in the mitzvah of nichum avelim. Achitonim, those in the outer row are going to be chayav in kriyat shema. Okay. There's a discussion about, by the way, you put tefillin on, by the way, even after the meso mutal afanav, even after the dead body, you don't put on tefillin the rest of the first day, which is interesting because these things are things which are potter because you're osik b'mitzvah. Once the body's been put in, you don't put on tefillin later on. So you see, tefillin's really got nothing to do with this discussion. This discussion is an osik b'mitzvah discussion. Tefillin is not that. A good nafkamina would be chol hamoed. Let's say chol hamoed, where there's no... Right. We're going to see it. The Tosus on the next. Tosus on the next Amud quotes Yerushalmi of two reasons, either Osik B'Mitzvah or Covet to the Mace. But you're going to see it also connects to the discussion we had already of Tirda the Mitzvah, and where Tirda applies. Some point out, if you're Tarud in the body, and therefore because of that, your mind, you can't put on Tefillin, why wasn't the Chassin Pater from Tefillin? Chassin was just Pater from Kriyashma. If it's about Tirda, he should have been Chayav in Tefillin. So some say, you see, the Tefillin's a whole different din. The Nafkamina would be Chol HaMoed, where there's no Dine Avelis in Chol HaMoed, and someone has a Minog to put on Tefillin. That might be a Nafkamina here. Okay, so the Gemara said, the Mishnah pointed out that one is Mutal Lefanav. When the dead body's in front of you, you're Potter from Mitzvahs. Ein, however, in, yeah, you're Potter. V'sheinu Mutal Lefanav, however, if it's another bias, someone else has got it low. It sounds like you're not going to be Potter from Mitzvahs. Uramini, I'll point out a contradiction. Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav, Ochel, Bayis Acher. If someone who has a dead body in front of them, they shouldn't eat in front of the dead body. It's a zilzel to the Kavod HaMeis. Im Ein Lo Bayis Acher, if they don't have another house to eat in, Ochel, Beis Chaver, eat in the house of his friend. If they don't have a house of a friend, Im Ein Lo Bayis make a mechitza and then eat. Im ein lo davar las mechitza, if you have anything you're able to make a mechitza out of, machzir panav ochel, you turn your face around, you eat. Ve'ina mesav ochel, you don't eat like people sit behesebo, relaxing, reclining there while dead bodies in front of you. Ve'ina ochel basar, ve'ina shotayayin, ve'ina mavarcha, make a bracha beforehand. Ve'ina mezamin, you don't make a benching afterwards. Ve'ain mavarcha nalav, others don't need to make the bracha for him in order to be motzi him, al shomea ka'ona. You don't need that over here. A mezanolav, you don't make a zimun for him. Upata from kriyashma, tefillin, mikol mitzvah mosbatara. On Shabbos, mesif, he could eat regularly. Ochel basar, v'shosayayin, that's what oni onen does. Umavarach, and he makes a bracha for it. Umezamin, Because he can't take care of the body anyways during that time. Umezamen, and he makes the birkas amazon. Umavarchen alav, and someone can make a bracha for him if he wants. Umezamen alav, someone can make the zimun for him if he wants. V'chayev v'chol mitzvah moris b'torah, and chayev in all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon Wheel says, Matokshin is chayev v'elu, since you're chayev in these mitzvahs, nis chayev v'kulin, you're chayev in everything. Amr Yochad Amai b'nei, what's the nafkim between Tanakam and Shimon Wheel? Tashmish amita yikab b'nei. The difference between them is relations. The according to Tanakama, an onan is going to be potter, and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, an onan is going to be chayef in this instance. Okay, you have a famous shaila about havdala. Let's say someone becomes an onan. Let's say on Shabbos Nebuch they find out someone dies. So Matzei Shabbos Tapa Yurches Samed Alf Tapa 18a. Let's say they find out that they're an onan Matzei Shabbos. They find out they're an onan Shabbos afternoon. Do they do Havdalah, let's say, after they take care of the body? Let's say Sunday morning, they do the Levaya. Now, do they do Havdalah? So, the Rush says, no Havdalah. It's canceled. The Rush says, you do Havdalah. You do Havdalah after the body's taken care of. You do your Havdalah then, right? You have 3 days. However, the Maharal Rotenberg says, no Havdalah, because you were putter at the moment of the... When the obligation kicked in for Havdalah, you were putter. You have no Chiyav. And therefore, the Chiyav will never return for you for that Havdalah. This ties into the discussion of bar mitzvah boy. Someone who becomes a bar mitzvah, let's say he becomes a bar mitzvah on Sunday, let's say someone becomes a bar mitzvah on Matzei Shabbos, right? Do they need Havdalah? So do we say, Rav Yashiv says there's no need for Havdalah because the need for Shabbos. He never had Shabbos, right? There was never a Shabbos, good. Okay, so let's continue. So we say, Ketani Mias, we learned, however, Potem Mekrish Mentil Fim Kovetz Mors Petorah. So even if you're in a different house and the body's not in front of you right now, so, Amar Rav Papa Tirgama, you can explain what you said in the Braisa, your potter from all the mitzvahs, Amachzir Panav Ba'ochel, when you turn your face in the house where the dead is there, and you eat, and not if you're in another house, then you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Ravashi says, Kevan Shemuta Lov L'Kavro, no, since it's upon you to bury the body, even if you're not in front of it right now, that's what we do nowadays. Nowadays, when we're in Onan, we're not necessarily sitting in front of the body the whole time, but we still have the responsibilities. We're making the phone calls to Chevra Kedisha, the Rav, to make the this and the that. Kumuta Lafanav, it's like it's in front of you. Shenemar Vayakam Avram Al Pnei Meso. It sounds like Avram went to a different place. Sounds like he wasn't in front of Sar anymore. And then he said, Venemar Ve'ekbara Mesi Malafanai, meaning it's still considered Lafanai. It's still considered in front of you, the mace, even though you're not right there in front of the mace.
He was targeted in trying to get her
arrangement. That's why.
So it wasn't Lafanai.
That's the Gemara saying. That's Mutal. That's what Mutal means. Mutal means you have obligations. Kol Zman Shemutal Lavakovro Kumutal Lafanav Dami. Okay, so the Gemara says, we learned from the Mishnah that Misha Meita Mutal Lafanav is Pater from all the mitzvahs. That's only if Meso, if it's your own Avel that you're Chayav in, you're Pater. Avel Mishamro, but if you're a Shomer on a body, lo, you're not going to be Pater from all the mitzvahs. Vatanya, but we learned the Braisa that contradicts that. HaMishamer, Esa Meis, one who's watching the body, Afopi She'eno Meso, even though it's not your Meis. Pater Mekriyashma, Tfila, Utfilin, Mikol Mitzvah Mors B'Torah. Why? Because Osik B'Mitzvah Shmir Esa Meis is like Osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, Meshamro afal pi shein a meso. Meshamro is going to be potter even though it's not your mace. But meso, you're going to be potter in all the mitzvahs even though you're not the one being shomer. That's the chiddush. Afal pi shein a meshamro. Meaning a shomer is potter from the mitzvahs. The chiddush is, if it's your mace, you're going to be potter from the mitzvahs even if you're not the shomer. Okay, so meso meshamro in, abo mahalach basic forest lo. And one stam going to the basic forest, the chacham never made them exempt. So there's a question on that. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, lo yahalechadim basic forest. We shouldn't go to the basic forest. Utfilin barosho, the sefer Torah and a sefer Torah bizarro, right? Holding onto a sefer Torah and reading it. Ve'im osekein, and if you do it over mishum loeg larosh chever aseu, one who makes fun. You blaspheme Hashem by doing that, by making fun. Meaning you're mocking the dead. You're mocking the dead. Tosis over here says about Sefer Torah Bezroah. Meaning even if there's no Sefer Torah Bezroah, even if you're reading it by Baal Peh, not out loud, even if you're reading it by heart, without the Sefer Torah, that's also Lo Aglorosh. You shouldn't do a whole shtickl Torah while you're standing there by the basic forest to somebody else. It mocks the dead that they can't do it right now. And the Tittusin. I saw a psak from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the idea, we're going to get to the tzitzis out hanging over, but he said that if the fringes are still out, it's okay. It meant that the whole beged, that he was talking about when the whole thing was out everywhere. But the meaning is people tuck it in by a basic faris. What were we just saying? Oh, the Alpi Kabbalah, the reason why it's usur. What is Loeg L'Rosh Alpi Kabbalah? It's not mocking the dead. What it is, the quote from the Rav Tzadik HaKohen and the Arizal, that it's Yichudim, that you're uniting, you're having, you know, when you're talking with someone and learning, you're having yichudim. You're creating unity between two people. We're creating a union between us when we talk Torah. What you're doing by talking Torah, doing mitzvahs there, is you're creating yichud, you're creating unity with the neshama katana, with the lowest edge, the spark that's still left there, which is a very low madrega, which we're not supposed to have yichudim with as far as these deep things. So the mekubalim are very machbid on this idea of no public mitzvahs whatsoever around the dead. So hasam toch arba amas. So one who's going malach beisekfara. So toch arba amas, within 4 amas of the dead, hu da aser. That's when you're aser in tefillin and lima Torah. Chutz la arba amas, you're going to be chayev. There's a shaila whether or not you have to worry about lo aglarosh by a dead dead child, chas v'shalom. By a dead child, by a cemetery, by dead children, they couldn't keep mitzvahs anyways. There was never a chiyav, so maybe there's no issue of lo aglarosh. So over there, we're not machbin on it. Or maybe by a woman. By what? Right, so if the issue is Yechudim Alpi Kabbal, then you should be machbin. If the issue is just the pashtus of lo aglarosh, then maybe you shouldn't. Also by a woman. Maybe you don't have to be machbin on things that a woman wasn't obligated herself. You can keep your tzitzis out by a basic forest where nashim, or just women. Maybe you can keep your tzitzis out. They're not going to feel bad. They never had the obligation of tzitzis. It's not their thing.
But so, it's not the specific.
Right, maybe you want to say it's the idea of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs doesn't jive with what's going on there. What? So you're not supposed to. People do these fancy divrei Torah. You're not supposed to do it. You're allowed to use Torah to be ma'orers people's compassion and make them cry over it. But to give a shtickle Torah, one's not supposed to do. Yeah. Right, that's, you know what they do when they don't know who the person is who passed away. That's when the rabbanim start going into pshetlof that they shouldn't be talking about. So hasam tochar ba'amos hudaser l'chutzaros chayav darmar meis tofes arbaamos l'kriyashma. We say that a mace has tofes of atfisa 4 amos around it. So as far as to aser you increase kriyashma, we assume every dead has a tfisa of dalet amos. And it interlocks with another Dalet Amos. You could have Tfisas HaKever of interlocking two, this one 4 and this one 4, making the whole area in between Aser. The Kriya Shema, Hacha, Chutz La'arba Amos, that's going to be Pater also over here, with the Shomer. Gufa, Hameshamer, as the Mace we said above, Afal Pishen Amesu, even if it's not your dead, you're Pater from Kriya Shema, Mitfilin, Mitfilin, Mikol Mitzimur Spatara. Hayu Shnayim, if there were 2 Shomerim, one was guarding the dead body, Vizeh. Korah, and this one did Kriya Shema. They had an alternate. They said, listen, you watch, I'll say Shema, we'll switch off. V'zeh Meshamer, v'zeh Korah. Ben Azai says, if 2 people, Boyim B'Svina, were on a boat and they're watching the dead body, Manichu B'Zavis, you leave the body in the corner of the boat, U'mispalin Shneim, and both of them should daven in the other corner, and it's okay to leave the body for a couple seconds while they go to daven. You see, Rav Mordechai Benet says from here, there's a mila to 2 people davening together. You might think, I either got 1 or either got a minion. There's nothing to 2. No, you see from here, there's a mila of 2. Rav Sholem of Kaminka, Chassidus Rebbe, he said that if you don't have a minion of 10, try to get a couple people together and daven together. There's a mila of people davening together, even if it's not a minion. This you see from this Gemara over here, the Benazai says the 2 of you should daven together. My Benu, what's the machlokas Tanakama and Benazai? Amravina, Choshishin Lagvar Mikbenayo. If we're worried about mice on coming to the body or not, Mar Savar Chai Shinan, Umar Savar Lo Aik Shinan. We're not worried about Akvarim on the boat. And therefore, they were both able to daven together with leaving the body without a Shomer. Because it was a boat, that's why. If it wasn't a boat, it wouldn't have been the case. Tana Rabbanan, Hamolich Atzamos.
Is the world worse with mice?
Is the world worse? I'm not holding in the boat, so. Is it?
Like rats, we'll have rats get to all these islands because shipwrecks.
Really? All right, we're going to have to Google. We're going to have to look into it, homework. I'm going to say the mice problem on boats. Tana Rabbanan, Hamolich Atzamos Makam Lamakam, Hareze Lo Yidnam Bidisakya. One who takes the bones from place to place of a person, don't put them in a bag, you know, in a leather bag. Eat them al gabei chamor, and then put them on a donkey and ride with it. Shenoim, it's a minhag b'zayin to do like that, to sit by it. If you had to sit on the bones though of a person, before you buried it, obviously, you were taking it to burial. If you were afraid because of people, bandits coming to take it, then it's mutter to sit on it. To protect it, that's covet. Ubederek sham rubat samos, kakramans, just like we said with bones, the same rule applies by sifrei Torah. Let's say you have to get a sefer Torah somewhere, so you don't sit in it, chas v'shalom. But if you're afraid someone's going to steal it, then sit in it. Ah, yeah, that where the Brisa says, so too by Sefer Torah, what's that going on? Ilema Aresha, if it's going on the Resha part that you don't sit on it, Pshita, Migara Sefer, should Sefer Torah be worse than Atzamas? Ela, it's going on the Sefa, that because of Sakana, it's Mutter to sit even on a Sefer Torah. Amar Achavar, Rav Yehuda, Kola, Roa, Meis, Feinu, Malave, anyone who sees a dead body and doesn't accompany it, over Mishum, Log, Larosh, Cher, Vaseo, right? When a dead body's walking out, everybody starts running back to the car. You're supposed to walk it out a little bit, around the block, wherever they go. Don't run so quickly to the car. What's your reward if you do accompany it? Amar Vasi, a love of Omer, Malve Hashem Chonendal. Those who will accompany, Hashem helps those who are weak through it. You help if you're having a tough time, Hashem helps you. Umechabda, one is Mechabed Hashem, Chonen Evyon, that Hashem graces the destitute. Reb Chia, Reb Yohanan, Have Shakli Vazi, they were going in a Basek Faras, and Have Kashet Chelst Reb Yohanan, and the Titus Reb Yohanan were dragging on the ground. Amr the Reb Chia Dalye, lift it up, Kedei Shaloyomro, so the dead bodies don't say, Lamacher Boyin Etzlenu. You know what? This big shot with its tzitzis out, tomorrow he's going to be by, he's pitching tomorrow by us. It's also good. And now he's mocking us. There's a famous shaila about whether or not, on the tachrichen, on the talis that you bury a dead person with, do you put tzitzis on it or not? We paskin don't put tzitzis on it. The Vilna Gaon requested that when he died, he wanted tzitzis. One of his talmidim didn't want to go against the minhag Yisrael and refused to put the tzitzis. He had a dream, and the Yesod Shoresh came to him and said, how can you not listen to the tzava of the Vilna Gaon? A whole mess. Okay, so Amrle, Mia di Kulehai, do the dead really know what's going on over here, that they have this discussion? But it says, Vahamesim Einam Yodim Uma. This begins a big discussion about whether the dead actually know what's going on or not. So one pasuk says, Vahamesim Einam Yodim Uma. That's a pasuk in Koheles. They don't know anything. Amrle, Chia says, Im Karisa, once this pasuk, Lo Shanis, you didn't review it a second time. And if you reviewed it a second time, Velo Shilash, didn't go a third time. Or Im Shilash, the third time, Velo Perish Lach. You don't understand it properly. Kia Chayim Yodim Shiamusu. The Kiachayim Yodim Shemusu, they make themselves aware on the day of their death. Elut Tzadikim Shemisun, that even when they're dead, the Tzadikim are still called alive. That's their schus, they're even called alive. Shenemar, as it says in Shmuel, Ubenayu Ben Yoyada was Ben Ishchai, Rav Poalim, a wonder worker, Mekabtzel, Mekabtzel. We're going to see the pshat on what the word Mekabtzel is, but it's sort of a gathering. Who he catch Shnei Ariel Moav, he hit the two Ariel of Moav. Killed the lion in the pit, but Yom HaSheleg, on the great day of snow. So the Gemara explains the pasuk. What's this Ben Ishchai, the son of a living man? Isn't everybody sons of someone who lived at some point? Ela Ben Ishchai means Shafilu b'misaso karichai, that even while he's dead, he's considered alive. Rav Poalim Mitzkavtzel. Shariba v'kibetz polmtar, that he increased and gathered together achievements for Torah. But who he kept shnei ariel moav, he was able to strike down the two shnei ariel moav, right? The Rashi here says ariel is the base of migdash, the two generations of the base of migdash. Shalohi niach kamoso, what does it mean he struck down the two generations of the base of migdash? There was no one like him in the first base of migdash, there was no one like him in the second base of migdash. Vahu yard vehike sa'ari betochabar yom hashelag ikedamri, some say that tavar gizayze debar devenach betavel, that he shattered pieces of hail and snow, and then he would dip himself in the freezing cold so he could learn Torah. That's how what a tzaddiki was. Ikedamri the tana sifra debe rab yom disvusa, there are some who say he was able to learn Torah's kohanim on the winter when it's tough to learn. Right, so the two are connected, right? I think it's the Marsha who says that on one hand, you see because he was Moser Nefesh for Torah, he had the schus that he was able to finish Sifrei de Beirav all in one day, which is not easy to finish in one day. Ba'meisim einim yodim uma, right? The dead don't know anything in Koheles. Elu Rashaim Shebachayim, that's referring to the wicked who in their life are called dead already. As it says on Tzidkeyahu, Va'ata chalal rasha nesiyei Yisrael. Even while he was dead, he was already considered a chalal. Right? Or you can prove from here, where the pasuk says, based on two witnesses or three witnesses in Dvarim, you kill the dead person. You kill the dead person's dead. You see already he was a Rasha, he's called dead. Chayhu, he's alive. Elahames mikar, he's already a dead man walking. Okay, so you have a machlokas if the dead are aware or not. B'nei Rav Chia nafik l'grayasub. The children of Rav Chia went out to call, went out to go look into their, Rashi says, into their property. Aike lehu talmido, And they, what happened was they forgot their learning because they were out so long. They were trying to remember what they were learning. They say Rav Shlomo Eger, by the way, was able to do business and learning at the same time. That he would, he had a mind. They say you could interrupt him for a business deal, and then right away he would go jump back into the sugya without any backtracking. So Amr Leichavri. So he says Yavu Ibn Bahait Sarah. Does let's go back a second. I lost my train of thought just from Gemara. Have come mitzar latkure. They were mitzar that try to remember what they were learning. Amr lechad lechaver. One said to their friend, Yada avun b'hait sara. You think our father who already dies knows about our pain? Amr leidach. So the brother said, Mina yada baksi. But it says in Eov, Yechabdu bana v'lo yedu. He doesn't know. Amr leidach v'lo yada. They don't know baksi. But it says, Ach besara lav yichav v'nafshol lav tavel. The one who's dead is pained by things. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kasha Rima Lames Kamacha Basar Chai, that a worm going through a dead is more difficult than a needle in a live person. So you see, the dead do know what's going on. Amri Bitsara Ditu Yoda, Bitsara Dachrinon. No, they know their own pain, but they're not aware of what's going on in the world. Below, they don't know Vatanya. This is a wild story here. Rav Yoshev said that it can't be that this is really happening. It has to be, you have to understand, not Kapshuto, it must be a dream sequence what you're about to see over here. The Ritva says it's a dream. Maisa b'chassid echa. There was a story of a chassid. Shenelson diner la'ani be'erev Rosh Hashana b'shnei b'tzuras. There was a story of a poor person who gave to a poor person erev Rosh Hashana. He gave him a dinar. V'hikniso ishto. The wife was upset because he's giving away the money. The husband became Rav Shlomo Karlbach here. Halach v'lam b'beis hakfaras. So he went to sleep that night. He didn't have a doghouse. He went to sleep in the cemetery. V'shama shtei ruchos. He heard over there two dead children that were mesaper zulazu, that were talking to each other. Amra chada lechaverta. One said to her friend, chaverti bo v'neshupa olam v'nishma ma'achre apar. Let's go fly around in the world and let's go hear something from behind the mechitza, behind the wall where the shechina is. Ma puransba. Let's see what kind of destruction is coming to the world this year. Amr la chaverta. She said to her friend, "Eini achul, I can't fly around with you. Shani kfur b'machzel. I was buried in reed mats, right? They couldn't afford a regular burial for me. They put a reed over me or whatever. And mistama, what it means is because the body can't the tzlach says a body can't decompose properly unless it's in good dirt. So maybe the reed was keeping the body from decomposing, and therefore the neshama couldn't leave to go fly around the world." El lechiat, you go umashta shomer amrli. What you hear, come back and tell me. Halchi v'shatava. She, the girlfriend, the friend, went and flew around, and she came back. Amrlochar, and she said back to her friend, the other dead body, chaverti, my friend, mashematim achab. What did you hear from behind the paragon? Amrla, she said, shemati shekol azurim from whoever plants in the first rains, right, the 17th of Cheshvan, habarad malko. So the hail is going to destroy those crops. Halachu, so this guy who slept that night in the cemetery went and planted in the second rains, right, the 23rd of Cheshvan. Shal kolam kula, everyone else's crops got ruined, his was a success. Shalol lo loka. Lashana acheres halacham, next year he went again. Got in a fight with his wife, went to sleep in the cemetery. Shama osan shtei rucho shemetam, he saw the two spirits were talking to each other. Amra chadal chaverta. Again, boi v'noshvon, let's go fly around. Let's go hear what's going on behind the pargod. Amra said to her still, chavarti, lo kacha marti lach, shenech, didn't I tell you last year I can't fly? Ani kavur b'machkev, I'm buried in reed mats. El lechi at, you go fly, mashtosh, hey, boi v'amrili. And when you go here, go and tell me. Halcha v'shotava. The friend went and she flew and she came back. Said, chaver, chavarti, mashtosh, pargod. What'd you hear from over there? Amra, she said, I heard that shemati, shekol hazareya, bariv, shdiya, shdiyafon. Anyone who plants in the second rains is going to get rotting. Malke also is going to have a dry winds rot it. So halach berzar bervia rishona. So he went and planted in the first rains. Shal kolon kol nishtav. Everyone's else rotted. V'shalol lo nishtav. His didn't get ruined. Amrli, his wife said, "What's going on over here? I mean, ma ishtakech kol kula loka v'shachol. How did you know to do this?" So achshav. So he told her kol advarma. He told her everything. Amru. They said lo yumatim ad shnafle katata ben ishta shalos achas ben ima shalos riva. What, there was no greater fight in history than the fight that broke out after that, not between the husband and wife, between the wife and the mother of the dead children. Meaning she probably found out this invasion of privacy on her own children, and a whole fight happened. Amrlon. The wife said to the lechi va'arach bitach shikvur machsel shakanim. She said, meaning what happened, what started the fight, is she said to her also, to the mother, go and see your daughter is buried. Well, how could you bury your daughter? And she judged her. How could you bury your daughter in a machzelah shel kanim? How could you bury like that? L'shana ha'cheres halach v'lam beis ha'kfaris. The next year, the chassid went and buried in the beis ha'kfaris. V'shama osan arucha shemesaber du'etzu. And he heard the winds that were talking to each other. Amrla, she said one to the other, chaverti, bo v'nashup olam v'nishma achrei apargod, what coming to the world? Amrla, she said, chaverti, hanichani, leave me alone. Dvarim shebeni l'benach, the things that we've been discussing, kfar nishmo b'nachayim, living people are listening to us. Al miyade, you see the dead know what's going on. So the Gemara says that's no proof. Dilma ina shachrina shachiv va'azil va'amrlu. It could be the dead don't know what's going on. Those winds just happen to know what's going on because a person just died and got to them. Meaning there's an inyan that the person who just died is still between worlds, and therefore they're able to communicate. But the ones who've been sitting there in the ground for some time, they have no clue what's going on. Okay, Gemara tries to still prove.
Story over 2 years.
What? Yeah. Therefore, oh. Meaning new. Meaning they were getting updates from new.
It's more than 1 year, so it's not. It's not a short amount of time.
Well, it doesn't define what new is. I mean, newly dead.
I'm saying there could have been new bodies each time dying, telling them what's going on.
And new bodies growing weeds that were the daughter of this person.
No. They were there the whole time. The question is how they got their intel. How they get their intel, they kept getting their intel from the new bodies that were getting there. But Stam, if there weren't new bodies bearing, the people that have been sitting there for some time would never know what's going on. That's the
Maybe
point.
That's still proof that they know... That
they only The proof is they only will know if there's someone new there telling them. There's no one new. They have an ancient cemetery, they have no clue what's going on. Tashma de Ziri have a mafkid zuzi gabeush bezaichu. Ziri used to leave money by someone who was staying by his house. Ad de asileir, until he would go from learning, shechiva. And this woman died, and she didn't know where her inheritance. He didn't know where she put her stuff. Also, Basra lechatzer mava. Ziri went to the basic forest, her cemetery, and Amalei said to her, "Zuzehecha, where's your money? Where'd you put your money?" Amalei, she said to him, Ziri used to put his money by an innkeeper, and he didn't know where she left it. She used to hide it for him, and she died. Amrle, she says to him, Zil Shaklina Metuchi Bitsudasha Bedokban. She says, get up and go under by the house in a hole in the floor by the door. You'll see it's right there. Aimalan Ima, and say to my mother, Tashadili Mr. Akai Vagotai the Kukla Badi Pan Dasam Nebuch, tell my mother also to send my comb for me and send my makeup. Right? Marshal says it just means Nebuch. She was lamenting how she died so young. Alma Yades, you see the Mason do know what's going on. No, Dilma Duma Kodim Umachrizlu. Maybe there the Malach Duma, who's in charge of the Mesim, announced that someone is going to be coming there soon, and meaning there was extra information given over here.
She was the one who was
going
to bring it to her.
What?
That new person was going to bring it to her.
Yes, that they're going to end up by here. You're going to be here soon. Exactly. Why this Gemara knew that Duma is more apparent and therefore not a good proof, I don't know. That nothing will ever be a proof because it'll always be, you could always say it's Duma. One perhaps could say maybe it's by a young person. There's a Malach, Malach Duma. I don't know. Rashi says, Malach Shumamuna ala Mesim Kodim Umachrizlu. They announce who's coming. See, that's the point. Who's going to be dying soon, that the Mesim are aware of, because Duma's always announcing, here comes, this one, here comes that one. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, Tashma Davud Shmuel v'mikav v'yozuzi diasome. The father of Shmuel used to hold on to money of orphans. Ki noach nafshe, when he died, lo v'shmuel gabe. Shmuel wasn't there to find out where he put the money, so he can give back to the orphans. Havakar le bar achuizu zome. So they would call Shmuel the person who eats the money of the orphans. Nebuch, he wanted to give him their money. He didn't know what it was. Alzul abas lechatzim. Shmuel went to his father in the Beis HaKfaris. Amrlu, by the way, the Gemara Megillah, Chaf Beis HaMinhal, says Shmuel was a kohen. So how could he be there? So either he was standing outside, and maybe that's the Lashon, abasre lechatzer amavis. He went outside the chatzer amavis. Amrlu, Shmuel said to the Mesim, Be'ina Abba, I'm looking for father. That was the name of his father. His father's name was Abba. So Amrle, Abba Tuva Iko. There are many Abbas here. Amrlu Shmuel says, Be'ina Abba Bar Abba. I need Abba the son of Abba. Amrle, Abba Bar Abba Namika. I got plenty of Abba Bar Abbas here. Be'ina Abba Bar Abba Duva Shmuel, who's the father of Shmuel. Amrle said, Salik Lemisdir Akiya. He went up to the great base medrash in the sky. Adahachi Chazi Levi Yasebra. He saw Shmuel. Shmuel saw that Levi was sitting outside the yeshiva. Amrle, Shmuel said, Amai Yasva Brai. Why are you sitting outside? My time alo Salka. Why didn't you, Amrle, why didn't you go up? So Levi says, the Amrli, because it said to me in Shemayim, Ki kol shani the lo salkum der rabbi office achalash til adapt lo mel klimis der rakia. The amount of years that I didn't go into the yeshiva of Rabbi Afes, I'm not going to be able to go into the yeshiva Shemayim. That's why I have to sit outside. So Levi was dead, but he was sitting outside. He was waiting. He couldn't get in. Why? Because he didn't go sit in the yeshiva of Rabbi Afes. Adahachti v'hachti atu avua. Meanwhile, all of a sudden, walking out of yeshiva was the father of Shmuel. Chazi dahave kabochi v'achi. He saw that Shmuel, his father, was crying and laughing. Amalei Shmuel said, "My time are kabochis. Why are you crying?" Amalei, his father said, "The la'agal ka'achis, because you're going to join the eagle, the circle. You're next week. My time achisa. Why are you laughing? The chashivas b'hai almatuba. Oh, are you chashiv up here? Everybody's talking about you. I have such nachis up here." Amalei Shmuel says to his father, "Ichashiv na'le Levi. If I'm chashiv, then I ask that you let Levi into the base medrash." By Lula Levi, and they let Levi into the base medrash. What's this eagle? He said, "You're coming to the eagle next week." So the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Preet Tzadik, says that there was that we have a, the Zohar tells us that by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ones close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits around, so to speak, in an eagle and in a circle, and they get a special shear. They get the special base medrash. They're all sitting in a circle. That's the eagle. There's a lot of Kabbalah. What's this eagle in Shemayim? Not for now. We stop there for today.